Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's for all on the bands, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bands, in the world, in the band, apple with a band, attitude, hanging around a bunch of band, and everybody, take bad, love bad, do bad, bread, bad, attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palatial, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves to snap tubes of the alien asshat hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed trends, some kind of fashion shake it up should do bit. All my vending come around, flat to flutter, party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, with the best is tied to my brain, splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake it. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Fry at LTN in Kansas City, Mo in charge. A Thirsty Thursday birthday roll call. Cam Reddish, 23. DJ Swearinger, 31. Miles Plumlee, 34. Mark Harslick, 35. Sidney Rice, 36. Calais Campbell, 36. Leotis McKelvin, 37. Ryan Gomes, 40. Clinton Portis, 41. Aaron Sobel, 45. Katino Mobley, 47. Jason Taylor, legend, 48. Zach Thomas, 49. Tim Hardaway, 56, Hardy Nickerson, badass, 57, Carl Mecklenburg, 62, a freak. Kenny Mayne, 63, the former ESPN anchor. How stupid were they to let him go? Vinny Johnson, 66, Phil Fulmer, 72, and Greg Maddux, unbelievable. Excuse me, Gary Maddux, the former Philly. Happy birthday to you. He's 73 today. Happy birthday to you. All right, we got afternoon day ball. The Mariners are ass-spanking the Tigers 6-0 right now. The last time I checked, the Royals were up 1-0 on the White Sox. Boy, are the White Sox pathetic. It's unbelievable. The Dodgers and Mets getting set to go on a beautiful day in New York City, out in Queens. They're going to get that one in. Kershaw and the Basset Hound getting set to go. The Mets beat the Dodgers last night because Brandon Nimmo made the player of the year in baseball with a glove on his hand. Robbing Justin Turner of a home run to dead center field. And that was all she wrote. Mookie Betts on the show today. Steve Cohen thinks $300 million is a nice number for the payroll, not $350. We'll talk about the A's and Nats getting set to go. Mariners beat the Tigers yesterday, 5-3. Toro with a two-run homer. White Sox finally won a game. They beat the Royals 4-2. Angels over the Yankees, 3-2. Ohtani with a blast, number 30. He's the first player in history with 10 wins as a pitcher and 30 home runs in a season. Judge still the heavy favorite for the MVP. The Yankees, 10-18 in August, their worst record since 1991 in a calendar month. We got Aaron Boone on the show. O's beat Cleveland, 4-0. I had the Orioles, plus 150. Check it out. Gunnar Henderson with a home run for his first hit in the majors. It's happened a bunch this year. Guys get called up. They put on a show. Cards beat the Reds 5-3 and 13. Nootbaar with a homer in the 13th inning. Rays over the Marlins 2-1 and 10. Margot with the go-ahead hit in the 10th. And Dirty Harry McClanahan gets put on the 15-day IL with a shoulder problem. We got the lion's share coming up. Plus, Scoop Mish is with us today. Craig Mish from Newswire and Fantasy Sports today. Braves beat the Rockies 3-2. It wasn't easy. Austin Riley hit a home run. Acuna's knee is terrible. He's going to play through it, allegedly. Red Sox beat the Twins 6-5. I had him at plus $1.05. Check out. Ooh. Phillies beat the D-backs. Bryce Harper, RBI single. Cover. D-backs exercise the option on Torey Lovullo for 23. The Astros beat the Rangers 5-3 yesterday afternoon. Brewers over the Bucks 6-1. Padres beat the Giants 5-4 for the sweep. Nats 5-1 over the A's. Cubs 7-5 over the Jays. I had the Cubs at plus 190, folks. Check it out. Cover. Carlos Craig going to play for Puerto Rico in the WBC. And MLB argues that Angel Hernandez, 3 overturned calls in the 18 ALDS is what cost him his World Series spot. He went to court over it. You lose. We welcome all of our radio affiliates to Coast on a Thursday. Sirius XM channel 159, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. And it's Wanna Do Ya Wanna. Sports Map, Sports Byline, good to have you with us. We'll break down tonight's 4 games in the show. It's not going to matter because we got college football, but I'll talk about that later. Warren Sharp will join us, our lead NFL analyst. The New York Post page 6 reports Tom Brady and Giselle are in an epic fight over Tom's decision to unretire. Could it be the end of Tom's perfect streak, his run of excellence? It looks like it's ending. What could be worse than knowing your wife would leave you and end up with another man when she's a smoke show supermodel? That'll cause you to have sleepless nights, maybe hit the bottle, maybe hit some pills, see a shrink. What would you do, Carver High? Baker Mayfield says he didn't say he was going to Pharrell anybody up. Backing it up, backtracking, wheeling that one back into the garage, huh, Baker? Jerry Jones says that Tyler Smith will start at left tackle. Mike McCarthy talking about it. We got LaFleur on the show today. Robert Saleh on the show. Mac Jones on the show. Tua named Dolphins captain Joe Burrow on the show today. Miles Sanders back after a long layoff. We got today in Carver High history. We got tons of college football. Pat Narduzzi's on the show. James Franklin on the show. We'll break down all the games. Every game tonight, we'll take a look at the odds in the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, Pac-12. We got live score odds for Boston this weekend. Serena does it again, knocks out the number 2 seed, the lover of you. That's Bill Bender from Utah College Football. It's Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As you know, Carver High, I'm constantly taking cars to get things fixed. I'm always asking you for, you know, your expertise and reference point of all things knowledgeable inside an engine, as you're a genius. And I went to the guy today, and he got the car. He said, "So what's the problem, sir?" I said, "The problem is you don't have the BetMGM app. You know, for $10, you can bet on a major league game and get $200 if either team hits a home run if you use the bonus code MLBHR2022. And the guy said, "What did you just say to me?" I said, $10 if you bet on any game, it's $200 in your pocket, buddy. All you have to do is use the MLBHR code, MLBHR2022 code, and you're good." And he said, "What's wrong with the car?" I said, "Listen, buddy, if you don't get the BetMGM app, I'm just going to leave right now." And he got the app, and then I left the car with him, and then I'm sure he's going to rip me off later. Worked out pretty good.
I would say so. Hopefully he just doesn't rip you off later. You don't really want that to be the case that happens.
You know that's coming.
That you gave him a pretty sweet deal either way, I would have to say. All right, we got a lot to do today, of course, Scotty. College football starts tonight, for real. Later on Coast to Coast, we will get into all of that. But we have some day ball that we need to start with today, including final game of the series between the Mets and the Dodgers, which starts at the top of the hour, only playing one tonight at Citi Field. The Basset Hound and Clayton Kershaw will be on the mound. Dodgers, the road favorite, Scotty, -135. Mets plus $1.15. 7.5 is the total. I wouldn't expect a lot out of Kershaw, Scotty. It's his first start back off the IL. They're talking somewhere in the range of 65 to 70 pitches today for Kershaw in his start.
And allegedly they have this problematic bullpen. So, I don't know. I just have a hard time. And you know I like the Basset Hound. I just have a hard time believing that he's going to beat Clayton Kershaw. If Kershaw is out there without problems, he's still, you know, 7-4 with a low ERA. He's always effective when he pitches. He had a problem. He went on the IL. He's back. And if he doesn't have a problem, I'm on the Dodgers to win the series. And one other thing, Patrick McEnroe still selling the doubleheader tonight at Citi Field all day long on ESPN. He's been reporting that they're playing 2 at Citi Field tonight. And the first game starts at 4. and the second game's not starting, Pat, but you'll still be covering tennis at 1 in the morning, so you stick to that, Slick.
After this 4 o'clock Met-Dodger game, the next time they play will be in October.
Yeah.
They will not play a second game. The next game, Mets-Dodgers, will be around the middle of October. That's the next time that they are going to see each other. Mets did even this series last night, Scotty. Another fun, low-pitched game, low-scoring game out at Citi Field. You had a big home run from the Marte party again. And who saves the day for the Mets? How about Brandon Nimmo, Scotty, on SNY with one of the best catches of the year in baseball?
Turner drives one to center, chasing Nimmo back to the warning track right at the fence. He made the catch! Oh, wow! The catch of the year for Brandon Nimmo! He took a home run away from Justin Turner!
Wow.
Brandon Nimmo keeps the Mets in front in this game by bringing one back.
I got to tell you, first of all, I hate the Mets. Second of all, I had the Dodgers plus $1.40, and when I saw that ball flying off his bat, and I knew it was gone, that was tying that game. And then they get to go 2-2 and see what happens, and I had plus $1.40 on that puppy. When he caught that ball, I almost cabled in my pants. I mean, it just absolutely – I almost had a full-on, you know, session right there, just right there, right in my pants. I actually – it ruined my day.
Well, another strong outing from Jacob DeGrom last night as well, Scotty. He goes 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, got over the 8.5 that we talked about yesterday. Did give up a home run to Mookie Betts, Scotty. Here's Betts afterwards. Despite hitting a homer off DeGrom, he had nothing but great things to say about Jacob. Here's Mookie Betts.
I mean, I don't even know how to really answer it. I mean, you know, he's pretty much the best, you know, maybe the best to ever pitch. So it's a tough task, but we did all right.
What is the most difficult part of facing him? Is it the fastball? Is it sliders? Is it all of it?
All of it. I mean,
all of it.
All of it.
Idiot.
And he just kind of lives on the edge too. And so then he, you know, has 101. You know, it's kind of when he does leave it out over the plate, you swing and miss or you foul it off. So it's a very hard to hit off him.
I got to tell you, Carver High, I am, you know, sick that they didn't get it done, because that took some giant grapefruit-sized stones to bet on anyone against Jacob DeGrom, particularly that he's 4-0 at Citi. He doesn't lose. He's, you know, unhittable. You can't score runs on him. They got the home run, but they almost had the second home run. I'm telling you, sometimes you got to go for it. That's a really good team. So I was like, this is a World Series type of game, or a pennant game, or, you know, you're facing the best of the best of the best. How do you scratch 2 runs across is how you win a game, and they couldn't do it. And, man, I could taste that $1.40 all night. I knew they were in trouble when, they were down 2-0, right? Then it was 2-1. I started getting – like, maybe they're going to get some, if they could get him out of the game and get to the bullpen, and they just couldn't do it. So I went for it. Sometimes you got to go for it.
Well, maybe the Dodgers will get it back for you here this afternoon out at Citi Field, Scotty. Mets owner Steve Cohen also has hinted that $300 million may be the spending limit. We had heard that story a week or two ago, that $350, $400
right,
could get that high. He's saying, calm down, guys. Maybe 300. I don't believe that. If there's an opportunity for him to go past 300, Scotty, for something really nice, he likes to shop at the expensive stores. So he'll add to the tab if he needs to down the line.
And then in coming
there's no
years,
number that's big enough.
Yeah, in 5 years, it'll be 400.
It certainly will. We do have one other game at the top of the hour. The A's and the Nationals in D.C. again this afternoon, Scotty. Espino goes for the Nats, and Ken Waldchuk goes for the Oakland A's today, Scotty. Who? He is the other arm that the A's got from the Yankees in the Montas deal, along with Sears. So that means he'll probably throw about 7 shutout innings today for the A's. Well, they're minus 105. Nats are minus 115, 8.5 the total.
I took the A's because Espino's so awful. He's 0-6. I mean, he's 5 runs automatic. And by the way, when I was a kid, believe it or not, this is a true story, one of my nicknames was Fairchuck. They used to call me Fairchuck. And I'd chuck 30-footers and make them. They call me Fairchuck. I don't know why. Because I'm Pharrell, but they call me Fairchuck. I don't know why. My whole childhood, I had Fairchuck. I just rolled with it. I got laid a lot off of it. Are we on the air? Mafia,
boy,
don't talk about
boy.
That. What? No?
Your boy Waldchuk is going to get it done today for the A's. I can just feel it. There's 2 other games going this afternoon. Mariners lead the Tigers 6-0. France hit another homer. Rodriguez hit another homer. I mean, they just beaten up the Tigers the last few days. And the White Sox now lead the Royals, Scotty, 3-1 in the top of the fourth as they finally scratched a little something together there in the third.
Yeah. Vaughn with a 2-run homer there to give him the lead, and they scratched another single, drove in a run. It's 3-1 White Sox. So I'm betting on the White Sox today. I took a flyer on the Tigers. That's already used as a snot rag.
We will come back with the lion's share of BetMGM right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, Carver High, I know you're ready. Let's dip into the lion's share, shall we?
Yeah, we need to. A little abbreviated schedule in Major League Baseball tonight, Scott. We have a few day games, a lot of teams off, but that doesn't mean we aren't going to cash some tickets. The lion's share brought to you by BetMGM. We still found some stuff to sprinkle on. Let's go. We'll do the strikeouts first. We've got the Guards and the Orioles again tonight. Cleveland has Shane Don't Call Me Justin Bieber on the hill for them tonight, Scotty. 6.5 for Bieber, minus 110 to the over, minus 130 to the under. He's over 6.5 in 4 of his last 6 starts. Faced the Orioles back in early June. He rang up 11 against them in that matchup. I think he's going to just get by tonight, Scotty. Give me the over for Bieber.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. He had 9 his last outing and 4 prior to that, lost both of those games, and but really didn't do anything in terms of giving up runs. He gave up 1 run, so I think that's what he's more interested in, and they lost those games, 1-11, the other one 2-0 to the White Sox. So prior to that, 6-8-8 before that. He's so tough. There's no denying it. I don't think he gets 7 tonight. I'm going to stay under. I think he stays at 6.
Yeah, I'm just going to lean on, because one of his best performances this year was against the Orioles. I'm looking for him to get that magic again with the 11 he had against them last time. We'll go to Spencer Strider next for the Braves. They are, of course, at home against the Rockies again tonight. Strider's number ticks back up, Scotty. With the way he's gone the last couple starts, he had 9 last time. 7.5 the number here. Minus 105 to the over, minus 135 to the under. He is under 3 out of his 5 starts that he had in August. Very up and down, Scotty. It's been a bit of a roller coaster for Strider. He's had hot streaks where he goes over. He's had some lulls where he has 2-3 starts in a row where he goes under. I'm torn tonight, but the Rockies aren't very good, and it's been a low-scoring series. Over 7.5 for Strider for me tonight.
Yeah, based on how bad the Rockies are, I'm fair enough with that. He had 7 his last outing, 9 prior to that. Both of those games he allowed 1 earned run and won them. So I know how tough he is, and I know how bad they are, so I'll ride with you.
Brewers and the Diamondbacks start a 4-game series out in the desert tonight, Scotty, and I like both arms in this one to dabble with the K props. First, Brandon Woodruff for the Brewers. 6.5 the number for him. Plus 105 to the over, minus 150 to the under. He's under in three of his last five starts. He did have 10 last time out, but that was against the Cubbies. Diamondback bats have been very good over the last week to 10 days. Under for me, Scotty, with Woodruff tonight in the 6.5.
Yeah, I'm under. He did have the 10 against the Cubs, but before that, against the Cubs, 5, and they're a bad team. A Tampa, a good team, 5. Pirates, a bad team, 3. The only game that stunned me was when he had 8 against the Dodgers. I mean, it's a good matchup tonight with Woodruff and Kelly. I'm going to stay under on Woodruff.
And the other starting pitcher is someone who has been very good to us on Coast to Coast. I mean, this is our guy, Scotty. Merrill Lynch Kelly going for the Diamondbacks tonight. And, hey, they're still keeping it at 5.5. They don't want to move this thing up. Minus 105 to the over, minus 135 to the under. He's gone over 5.5 in 6 of his last 7 starts. And how about this guy's year, Scotty? Under 3 ERA for the Diamondbacks, has a tremendous win-loss record. Kelly's been excellent out there.
Except, you know, he's 11-5, except at home he's 3-4. I'm going to take a flyer on him on the over. His last outing was 7 and a win. I'm gonna go over, and I'm also going to take Arizona tonight in this game over Woodruff to win the game. So hopefully he'll pitch better at home than he has previously. Most of his damage has been done on the road, Mike.
I like to hear you say that, because we'll be going back to the Diamondbacks when we get to the game props here at the end of the Lion's Share. So I like that little nugget from you. All right, tater time on the Lion's Share. We will start with Jose Ramirez tonight, Scotty. And really, the price jumped out at me. We know how good Ramirez is. He hits a lot of bombs, 4 homers in his last 10 games, plus 450 for him tonight. And here's the other side. Bradish is going for the O's. He gives up bombs, man. 15 homers allowed in just 80 innings this year. I'll take a shot with Jose.
Yeah, I'm with you. No problem there. He's a badass, and your boy throws up gopher balls, so why not? And same thing as, frankly, Gerrit Cole. Ace Ventura has always given up big home runs. He did it again last night against Ohtani. Same thing here. Bradish is on my salad. Gives up a lot of long balls, so why not with the baddest guy in the lineup? I love Ramirez. If he was on the Yankees, they wouldn't have all the bum hacks they got now.
And I think we went to Ramirez about 10 days ago, Scotty, and he rang the bell for us. So he's been good for us, too. We'll
That's
go
right.
back to him here. Dansby Swanson for the Braves tonight. He beats up on Chad You're So Cool. He's 4-for-7 off him in his career, plus 333. I like Dansby tonight. In fact, Scotty, maybe we'll even do one of these combo meals. We'll get everybody involved at the table for Atlanta against Chad You're So Cool tonight down in Hot Town.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I thought he'd hit one last night, you know, and you know, I thought it was going to be tee off time last night. Same thing again tonight. I'm cool with that. Olson, whoever you want to throw in there.
And next we will go to Fenway, the Rangers and the Red Sox opening up a 4-gamer. Red Sox have, of course, soft tossing lefty Rich Hill going tonight, Scotty. What does that mean? We're going to take some of our righty Texas Ranger bats and try to poke a few over the monster. Marcus Semien plus 360 tonight. I don't mind Adolis Garcia either if you wanted to go that way, but Simeon's my main one at plus 360 against Hill.
Yeah, I'm not. No one's hitting a home run off of him tonight. This guy, his last outing was brilliant. 11 strikeouts, 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs at all. And Rich Hill was brilliant in beating the Rays. He beat the Pirates before that, allowed 2 earned runs. I think Texas is going to have silent night tonight in Boston. I'm not giving anybody a home run.
Next, we will go back out to the desert. Christian Walker, 30 bombs already this year. He has some off of Brandon Woodruff in his career as well. Like Merrill Kelly, two guys who quietly in Arizona have had monster years. Plus 375 for Walker tonight.
Yeah, this kid has continued to blow my mind. You introduced me to him. I had never heard of him until he, you know, had 30. So I'm all over that with you tonight. Why not? And I'm betting on Arizona, as I said earlier.
There you go. The Taters.
And I beat him twice with the Phillies. I beat him twice with a $1.58 yes. and a $1.18. Yep. And then I hit the Phillies last night, and they won 18-2. So, and that was prior to they won the three games in Chicago. So I've been making money on the Diamondbacks for like 9 days now. I mean, it's a miracle from God.
Yep. They have been very good, and we are going to go back to them here in a moment. At the game prop, Scotty. Now, I also know we're going to be on opposite sides of this one. I do like the Rangers tonight. I know that you're going with Hill. Rangers have our boy C. Otto going for them here. I like Rangers to win at Fenway and over 6.5. I lowered the total a little bit here. Plus 250, Ranger win over 6.5. I know you're on the opposite side of me.
Yeah, I'm on Rich Hill. He's been really good lately for Boston, so I'm sticking with them. I bet on Texas yesterday, plus a $1.18 against the Astros. They were up 2-1. They had a chance to tie it in the ninth inning. Neither thing happened. I'm done with them.
I knew you weren't going to go back to the Rangers after they got you yesterday down there at home against Houston. Next, Braves and the Rockies tonight. Strider and Chad, you're so cool. Both teams to score just 3 runs, Scotty. Low-scoring games the last 2 nights down in Atlanta. I think we'll get some runs tonight. Plus 155, both teams to score 3 or more.
Love it. I'm with you there.
And finally, the Diamondbacks. I will stay on them along with you to beat the Brewers tonight with Merrill Lynch Kelly and under 7.5 runs scored in the game. Plus 275, Woodruff and Kelly, but the D-backs win under 7.5. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm down with that because both of these guys, I respect Woodruff. I didn't do the over with him on strikeouts, but he's, you know, basically 3 runs a game, and Kelly's been even better than that, under 3 runs a game. You got two guys that are 9-3, 11-5, Kelly the latter. I'm on Arizona, and I like that under as well, so I'm with you on that one too.
Well, not a lot of night games.
Didn't we hit Ohtani last night with that home run?
Yes, we had the sprinkle with Ohtani last night. We had a couple of the game props did come through for us, too. So we had a pretty decent night all around. We mentioned with the strikeout props, DeGrom got over the 8.5. We had a few of them there. So a decent night for us. Probably just got over the Mendoza line, Scotty, when it comes to the Lions share. We got a lot of chips on the table in this Arizona-Milwaukee game tonight. Not many games on the card with tonight, only 3 or 4 night games, but I think we'll get it done. Christian Walker, Merrill Lynch, Kelly, Diamondbacks winning the under. Round them all up, Scotty, for the Lions share tonight.
Well, you know, I think the night games, the game in Boston, game in Cleveland, game in Atlanta, game in Zona, the game in Zona to me is the best game with those two pitchers going. And then it's hard for me, to be honest with you, the Dodger-Met game I'm very interested in. But tonight, to me, the backyard brawl and Penn State, Purdue, that's the end of baseball for me, like tonight. Like, I mean, I'm watching the Dodger Mets, and then I'm going right into violence and football as fast as you can spit. I may not even eat dinner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers got their new LeBron James. It's Donovan Mitchell in a trade to Cleveland this afternoon. He will be playing for the Cavs. I think it's basically what Carver Hyde told me, 5 draft picks, 3 unprotected first rounders and 2 other ones to swap, but we'll get it cleared up. I don't really care. All I know is the Knicks suck, and I just wanted to say that real quick before we move on. Scoop Mish is here, Craig Mish from Fantasy Sports Today, and of course the great Newswire show on Sports Grid. He's a regular every week and contributing at a high level for Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV. Scoop, good to see you. You heard me talking about the Dodgers. What I liked about your explanation was, instead of worrying about me losing money, you said that it takes so much to beat them. The stars have to align, etc. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, they by far are the best team that I've seen in the National League. Probably the best team by far in Major League Baseball. There are some teams, Scott, that rely solely on analytics. There are some teams that are behind in analytics and rely a lot more on scouting. And then there are the Dodgers, who really have that combination going. I mean, they may even go 70-30 against the analytics. I just think that they've really figured out how to maximize every plate appearance, every pitching appearance, and they're continually churning that bullpen with players that essentially from one year to the next don't even return to the team. Like, they don't have Kenley Jansen. We make so much about Scott the ninth inning and, oh my gosh, and Edwin Diaz, he's amazing, and they're going to win a million games, and he's the best, and the trumpet. The Dodgers don't even have a closer, and they have 90 wins. Like, it is just a juggernaut. Now, again, they're spending the most, if not the most money, in all of Major League Baseball, so they should win close to this amount, these amount of games. But I don't see the Mets beating them. I don't care if they have four DeGroms and four Scherzers. I think the Dodgers are going to the World Series this year.
Do you think that the Mets will make it to the NLCS against them? And do you think we'll see Anderson against DeGrom again? Because I got to tell you, I thought Tyler pitched great last night.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating to me this year is left-handed pitchers in general are keeping the numbers down across the league. Even right-handed hitters are having problems against left-handed pitching, and that has played its way into what Tyler Anderson has done this season. I mean, can the Mets get there? Sure. I mean, I think that the odds would speak to that possibility, but I'm not going to rule out in a seven-game series, Atlanta beating them by any stretch. The Cardinals have this magic, Scott, as you know, that it like literally doesn't matter who's on their team. They somehow find a way to win a game five or win a game seven and get themselves into that position. So I guess I'm just more bullish on the Dodgers at this point. And it's not because they beat the Marlins like crazy over the last couple of weeks, which they have, but I saw them play in person. And I saw the way that they operate, and I just really feel like they are the team to beat. Houston not having Verlander is a huge, huge loss.
Right.
If he can't pitch at all in the postseason, I can't back them.
Well, let's go back to, because I'm not done yet with the Dodgers. Let's go back to the Sandy start against them when Sandy shut them down a few days ago. Once again, solidifying the Cy Young. That was some brilliant stuff because the Marlins stink. And that guy goes out and just absolutely puts on a performance. And he's every bit as good as anyone in baseball working on the hill. What did you think of that performance? And while you're at it, what do you think Kershaw will do today in the beautiful weather in New York? It's just absolutely perfect. No humidity, nice little breeze, perfect sunshine. He's coming back to face the Basset Hound here in about 25 minutes at Citi Field, right near the tennis center. What do you expect out of him today? And go back to the Sandy start against the Dodgers.
Right. And to my point, the Marlins beat the Dodgers one time in seven tries. And I believe it was by one run in that game that Sandy started.
Right.
He had to go the entire way in order to get that done. He's been the best pitcher in baseball. It's not particularly close. The nonsense that Tony Gonsolin had a chance to win the Cy Young because he was 16-1. Scott, if Sandy was in the Dodgers, how many wins would he have? 25 this season? I mean,
yep.
I'm not even really sure.
Right.
I mean, that's no disrespect to Gonsolin. He's had a great year. But look, that start was just typical of what he's done for the majority of the season. I know he had his issues the last time against the Dodgers. Everyone thinks that Sandy just simply has been tipping his pitches against different teams, and that's the only reason why he gets hit. And I think that probably happened the last time against LA, because look how good he pitched this past time. At least that's the thought process there. As far as this afternoon, I mean, does it matter? I mean, Kershaw's going to pitch five innings, and they're going to bring in Evan Phillips, and then they're going to bring in Bickford, and they're going to bring in Chris Martin, and none of them are going to give up any runs. The Dodgers are probably going to win. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen. Again, it's just something to behold with this team. Now, obviously, yeah, they lost Gratterall. That's a big loss for them in the seventh or eighth inning. You know, the Dodgers are unbeatable against left-handed pitching. I mean, that's a fact, because they put Trace Thompson in that lineup somehow, and this guy just can't get out against lefties. But yeah, I mean, probably a competitive game. Again, I like the Mets a lot. It's not to say that they can't beat the Dodgers in a series. I can't back it. I think the Dodgers are legit. Kershaw probably, if I had to set an over-under, six innings would be the max today for him.
Did you see Freddie the other night with that little line drive he put down on the bag at third when they had the shift over, and he drove it down the left field corner, and then he got the double out of it? I mean, they do everything right. Like, all these teams have a shift on in baseball, and you could literally put strippers out in the field naked, jumping up and down, and the hitter still couldn't find the hole. And I see Freddie Freeman step up and just boom, right down the line. They leave it open, and he knocks it down the line. And he's a pull hitter and a, you know, right center. He drives it to the right or the right center. I couldn't believe when he just plopped it right down and meant business. They do everything right. Let me ask you about the Giants and the White Sox. Can we put a fork in both of them at this point?
Yeah. No, it's over for both of them. Okay, so the White Sox are really disappointing, but, you know, I think probably when you look at the Giants, they're more disappointing this season because, if I'm not mistaken, I believe in May or June, they were more than 10 games over 500, so this is a pretty big collapse for them. The White Sox just never got going all season long, Scott, and, you know, they were counting on both pitching and hitting. They've had some good pitching performances. Dylan Cease has got a shot at the Cy Young. He probably finished his second, but Kopech got hurt, and Lance Lynn was not the same. For some reason, Eloy Jimenez stopped hitting home runs. So, you know, they've had issues across the board. Everyone wants to put it on the manager. So what's the difference, Scott? If Tony La Russa wasn't the manager and it was somebody else, how many more wins would the White Sox have? Two? Three? Maximum? They weren't making the postseason right. Either way. The Giants are an interesting case because it just seems to me, I don't know about you, that when you can't figure out why a team isn't good, you have to go back to the season before. How did they win 100 games? Things like that. Hey, Buster Posey very clearly was worth a lot more to that team than we thought. And I think that the fire that he brought and just sort of the day-to-day professional operation that they had with him being gone and really no replacement, his war may have been 4 or 3, but I think he was worth more, a lot more to that team. They're going to have to explore some changes, I think, the Giants in the offseason.
All right, Scoop, let's talk about the Yankees for a second, because they're going, after just, in my view, an utter disaster on the West Coast again. The A's series was laughable. And then, again, they lost to the Angels that series. Now it's down to 6, and they head to Tampa for 3 starting Friday, and their lead is only 6. If they get swept, they're 10-18 in August, so don't tell me they can't be swept in Tampa by the Rays, who've been playing great baseball. It could get down to 3 by Monday morning.
I mean, I suppose it is possible, yeah. I wouldn't rule it out. Since I've been on with you doing this, I've been telling you that the Yankees are, you know, just simply built for the regular season, and it looks like they're just built for the first half of the season. Now, Tampa Bay is also entering this a little banged up. Now, McClanahan is not going to pitch in this series. Brandon Lowe went on the injured list again. And they're having a hard time scoring runs, too. So, this, Scott, without me sort of indicting the Yankees, this series kind of plays into them a little bit because they're having trouble. The Rays are having trouble scoring. So, I don't know that this series in particular is the one that you're going to yell and scream with the Yankees. But can the Rays catch them? Absolutely. They've done it before. Why not do it again?
Well, they've won 8 of 10, and they've won 3 in a row. And I agree with you, they're not scoring a lot of runs, but they're doing their normal, as Carver High likes to say, cash is winning again with nothing. And there they are. If you win, I don't care how you win. Ugly, big, small, yeah. Short, tall, I don't care how you win. They win. And the Always. Yankees, I mean, honestly, I got to tell you, like, I'm aging. Watching the Yankees. When I watch their games, I'm getting so mad, so angry, so foul-mouthed, and I have veins sticking out of my neck. I'm turning purple. My dog left the room. He doesn't hang out with me anymore, and it's because of Aaron Boone and the Yankees, and I blame it all on Brian Cashman. I just wanted to say that. Last night, I hit the Orioles plus $1.50on the road in Cleveland. Do you like their chances in this wild card as they continue to stun everyone? They're 2 back of Toronto. What are their chances in Scoop's world?
I mean, they're going to have to win some of those head-to-head matchups against the Blue Jays. It's going to be really tough. I think Seattle in the American League is like the sleeping giant because they have the pitching and they have the health, Scott. And right now, those are the two things that Seattle has over everyone. So I got them in. I mean, can they do it? Can they catch the Blue Jays? I mean, I suppose it is possible. They're playing all these young kids who don't know any better, and they call up this kid, Gunnar Henderson, and he hits a home run. So, I, you know, the thing is, Scott, is they have, like, the country rooting for them, you know? Like, they have everyone pulling for them.
Yeah.
And do I think they could do it? Sure. But inevitably, this is going to come down to late September when they have the head-to-head matchup. So I think they can. It'd be a fun story.
So do you think when Seattle did that deal with Rodriguez that they were nervous giving him that length and that amount of money after, frankly, what Tatis just did to the Padres? I'm scared to death to give anybody 14 years or whatever the hell it is. Honestly, like, if I'm a GM, I can't sleep at night. I'm eating pills. I don't know how you give that kind of money to a kid. And you know, a kid just like him just cheated his way into $340 million. And now that guy doesn't have a friend in the world.
Yeah, I think that comes down to knowing your own organization. And Seattle, you just have to, you had to give San Diego the benefit of the doubt. You have to now give Seattle the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, I guess the difference with Tatis a little bit was that, like, he had some special deal even when he signed that long-term contract, that not all the money was going directly to him. He had, like, some investment company that had invested in his future. You'd have to look that up. I'm not exactly sure how
that
worked.
You're right. You're right about that. You're right.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of a red flag, I think, to a degree, I think, to start with. But the fact is that his father played at a very high level in the big leagues, too, you know? So when those deals get done, you have to give the organizations the benefit of the doubt that they've done their homework and they know who the player is. They obviously feel really good about Julio Rodriguez, so who am I to question it? I think the one person that's on the outside of this looking in, Scott, is that 2 years ago, if I would have told you Seattle signed somebody to a 14-year deal, $250 million deal, you would have said, Craig, it's Jared Kelenic.
Scoop, I love you. Great stuff. We'll see you next week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, give me the skinny on the huge trade today of Donovan Mitchell to the Cleveland Cavaliers of all teams. Go figure.
Yeah, here's all the particulars, Scotty, of this deal. The Cavs are going to send Colin Sexton, Lauri Markkanen, Ochi Agbaji, our boy from Kansas, 3 first-round picks, and 2 pick swaps to the Jazz for Donovan Mitchell. Sexton will also get a 4-year, $72 million contract via sign and trade from the Jazz in the deal as well, Scotty. So there you go. Bunch of pieces and 5 picks moving to the Jazz for Donovan Mitchell.
Well, I actually think it's a great trade for Cleveland. Sexton was never really, in their plans, believe it or not, after Garland came around. Am I crazy? And Mobley. And I think with Mitchell and those two star players, they've got a nice 3-piece core that they can build around, a playoff caliber team for sure. And they already were. I think it's a great steal for them to, you know, in the night, swoop in and steal Spida Mitchell from the Knicks, who had tried every piece possible to make a trade with him, and it never came to fruition. They wouldn't give him enough. And then RJ Barrett re-signed, and that was the end of it. And there was some talk that they would still do it with Quentin Grimes. That didn't happen. So now you've got Quickly, Grimes, Barrett, all still on the Knicks, and the Knicks are still the Knicks, and the Knicks still suck. And now they have a team in Cleveland that just got Mitchell. They're better than the Knicks. So and Sexton's happy because he didn't matter anymore in Cleveland. He goes to Utah and got rich. So, and I'm not even sure he's worth that kind of capital, but it is what it is. I think it's a great deal for both ends, and more so Cleveland.
Certainly is. The Cavs, of course, fell into the playoff game after that hot start last year. Going to be better this year.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.